Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 and 26, by the word. Said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Do you see that? I'd say this morning, easily, that we need a bath. I know that the first two services that I held this morning, I could tell readily those people, they needed a bath. Did you know that? We need a bath. Most of us in our modern society, and not all parts of the world do this, by the way, but we bathe daily. I bathe daily. I think it's totally ridiculous, but I do it anyway. I bathe daily. Bathe this body. Every day, cleaning, in essence, I'm cleaning dirt. And I don't mean to be facetious, but the Lord formed us from the dust of the ground. And so we clean our bodies, or we should at a reasonable time, most daily even. Okay, but we need a bath. What of the church? We just read about it. Must it not also be cleansed? That's what he said right here. Did you see it? Well, how? How is it to be cleansed? The washing of water. But not with soap. With the word. With the word. You see? And by this water, by this word, you never thirst. It's living water. I preached John 1:1 at the first two services. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Now, the truth is that we don't believe that. We've got God. I've got sitting right here in front of me. We put him in a drawer. We lay him on a shelf. Now you bathe your body every day. Don't you tell me that you read the word every day. We're not getting very clean, are we? Maybe once in the week for an hour here. Maybe some. That's all we get. That's all you get. But it's always the word. And the word was God. And are we not to continue in the word until his coming? And the word, what? This is God. The word was God. We don't want God. We think we have Jesus in our heart and we go down the road merrily singing. But we doubt and we have it and we don't open it and we don't read it and we don't study it. And the word was God. The very mark of discipleship is to continue in the word. In my walk, it's the one thing that's constant. The word. And every once in a while, I'll get out of here in the morning, and I didn't have time to, didn't, I had time, I didn't take time to look at the word. And it's like I forgot the most important thing in my life. The word of God. Continuing in the word. We're given direction in this as we're told not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. For what purpose? The word. And even more so, it says, as the day approaches. Even more so. What's the will of the Lord in this matter? I'd like you to, there in Ephesians chapter 5, to look at verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise. Do you see it? Don't be unwise in the matter. But understanding what the will of the Lord is. And he said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Are we not to know? He said in verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now I want you to see verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Do you know how this comes together? Do you know how these things come to be? By the washing of water. Do you know how that comes to be? By the Word. We are simply not in the Word of God. And by that, I don't mean on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. I mean every day of your life. And if everyone in here was in the Word, believe it or not, we'd know it. We would know it. Because I know the signs of those that are in the Word of God. You look at Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick. For the word of God is powerful. For the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And this is what we need most, but least desire. This right here. I know not the thoughts and intents of any heart in this room. Because we're not in the Word. Not enough surgery. Not enough Word. Once again, you've heard me preach it many times, haven't dwelt on it in a while. We're not a body. We are not a body. We're just like all the rest of these folks, and we come together. We're just a bunch of folks that come together, and we might sing a hymn, we might say a prayer, we might read a verse. Our faith is too weak. You know why? Because how does faith come? By hearing what? The Word. How do you hear a word? Y'all don't know? Preacher. A preacher. Are we not told to increase our faith? Aren't we? Our faith. How are the just to live? By faith. Okay? Now we could easily, Shondell out of formation here, and we could just preach on faith for a while. But what I want to speak to you about today is the Word. It's always about the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And you see that the Word is God. And we must never, ever forget that. Don't look down and see a book and go, oh, I've got to read a book. Think rather, I need to hear from God. Do you see? We say we don't forget, but we do. We do daily. We have Bibles just laying around. The Bible that I've got in my bedroom, I've got 3 bookmarks in that thing. The hardest thing I have is trying to keep one or two of them from falling out. Well, where was I here? And where was I here? I'm a sort of a channel surfer. I read the Bible in order. But it's just the way I do. When I start the Old Testament, I start the Psalms, and I read from Psalms to Isaiah. And then while I'm reading from Psalms to Isaiah, I'm reading the Old Testament. And then once I get good and entrenched in the Old Testament, I'm reading the New Testament because I want a little taste of this. It's just like going to It's like going, like last night when we went up and played that church, and they had a buffet, and I want to taste this, and I want to taste it. I do it. There's an order to it. But at different times, I need different courses, you say. I think the truth is we don't want to meet with God. We don't want the Word. You say, well, why would you say that to me? Because you're not in the Word. It's just the truth. Our assembly, prayer, and reading of the Word prove that very thing. As a child, boys anyway, I don't know about little girls. I just had a brother. Don't want to bathe. Little boys don't see no need for bathing, okay? And because we're once saved, always saved, you might say, folks, we eschew our daily washing. Well, I'm saved. I don't have to read this thing every day, you see? They cleaned me at birth. When I was born, they cleaned me, and it didn't last very long. It didn't last long at all, you see? I stayed alive, but I got dirty. And that's the way we become. We get out of the Word of God. If you believe that you don't get spiritually dirty, then you're deceived. Your mind starts to cloud. And you don't have these things of God before you all the day. And the cleanser that God has provided you and I, it lies unused. You've got a Bible, but it lies unused, you see. Perhaps sitting on a shelf somewhere or by our bedside in a drawer. If our Lord were before us today, would he not ask, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your Word? You've heard, not one amongst us has a word. I spoke to Brother David down in Mexico for just as I was going into the first service over there, and we just spoke for a couple minutes, and we both instantly had a word for each other. In just a very, very short time, very short conversation, has not astrophy set in? That's the right word, isn't it? Astrophy.
Atrophy. When you,
atrophy.
Atrophy. Atrophy.
Atrophy. You grow weak. You don't use it. You're not using it. You see. Are we not weak? Where is... Now listen. Where is the faith of a 17-year-old girl running a mile and a half to grab hold of the altar? Where's that faith? That's what I want to know this morning. Where's the faith of a 17-year-old girl hiding in the brush? Of being in confinement for a year that she may, but one thing, join the brother. Where's that faith? How is it we don't have that faith every day of our life? The evidence of eternal life. That word was sharper than any two-edged sword, if you know anything about it. It cut that girl asunder. And I got to witness that thing with my own two eyes. That word hasn't changed. We've changed. Perhaps that girl's changed. But that word remains the same. It's steadfast. And it's sure. And it's God. Now I want you to hear me. If circumstances, family, our careers even have influenced our faith, it's because we have spiritually stop bathing in the Word of God. We've got it right here. And just like you wash your face every day and you wash your hands and you wash your body and you do certain things, this spiritual cleansing must occur. The absolute number one killer of the Word, or rather, bathing in such, the washing of the Word, the absolute number one killer is familia, family. Do you hear me? It's family. And I've witnessed it, and I've witnessed it, and I've witnessed it. Family. It was when we started this work over 20 years ago. It was the number one killer. It's like cancer or heart disease. For 20 years in this ministry, the number one killer has been family. And it's so today. Where's Brother David's family? Where's your family? I'm sorry, who did Christ, if you get in the Word, who did Christ say that your enemies would be? Those of your own household, your family. Your family. Christ said it be and they are. How many in your family encourage you in the Word? I'm asking you, people. How many in your family encourage you in the Word of God? Assuredly, not one. Not one! That's why my family lives at the end of Hollis Lane. Who can tell me that Ephesians 5:21 is your family? Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now look at verse 27. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Is that your circle? Is that your family? Has your circle been broken? We sing it. Verse 29, he said, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Who will tell me that they give more to the church and the Word than their own selves or their own families? Now we're coming up on a time of what we call in this country Thanksgiving. And you're doing what? And you're going where? As always, every year it's become a big hubbub, a big ado. And you're giving thanks for what? And you're going to give thanks with whom? Some family that knows not the Word, that doesn't worship God. Come on, people. For me, there's but one place for such a day. And I confess I've tried to make it otherwise. For me, Thanksgiving should be as the Lord's Supper. Only maybe on the, not to be sacrilegious, but it should be the Lord's Supper on steroids. Giving thanks. I thought this morning when I got on my knees, I thought, God, I have peace. I don't have anybody shooting at me. I've got heat and it's cold outside. I've got light in this darkness. I've got clothes to put on. and I've got more food than a man can eat. And I'm not saying that, I'm saying I'm thankful for it. One great day to exercise our faith and give thanks and come together and be thankful to the Word. And the Word was God. But with most, it's not so. For most, you know what Thanksgiving is? It's a turning back to the weak and beggarly elements, to the leeks and the garlic and the onions. Literally so. I've seen it. I've participated in it. Those who care not for the Word. I have to bathe every morning in the Word of God to get clean from the filth of the world that I and you go out into every day. The filthy thoughts and the filthy language. And you say, how do you get clean? You open the Word of God, you go see God. Who walks away clean at the family Thanksgiving today? They come only for the flesh. You see. They leave drunk on gluttony. They'd feel better if they drank a six-pack. What do they need? They need washing. They need washing. That He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water. And then He said, by the Word. Oh, honey, you need cleaning? Here, I got something for you. Sir, you haven't touched. Here, I got something for you. And the Word was God. I've got a verse. I ended last night with it. And it was Genesis chapter 25, verse 8. I always told everybody that someday I'd tell them who those people were. I always planned on it. I may as well just do it now. Genesis 25:8. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man, full of years. And here it is. And was gathered to his people. Oh, man. Folks, I'm not talking DNA here. He's not talking DNA here. He's not even talking natural blood. Was gathered. You know who he's talking? He's talking about me. Abraham's going to be gathered to me, and I'm going to be gathered to Abraham. Now I've read this book over and over and over and over again. There's a whole bunch of fellas in here that I want to talk to. And I'm pretty sure that I can talk to them for eternity. David, please. Talk to me. You were my favorite. David, please. And you love Jonathan more than love you. I want to meet Jonathan. Can I meet Jonathan? Man, he was mighty. You said it was an edict in Israel that every child had to learn how to shoot a bow and arrow because you loved Jonathan and he could tear that bow and arrow up. I want to see Jonathan. Man, no, I can't believe you built that boat floating out there. David, where's Abigail? I want to see Abigail. You know, yesterday when we went and they fed us the brisket and sausage for the veterans. And there was a little girl running around with Emily. And her name was Ella. And I have to tell you that 20 years ago when I lay near death and got a helicopter ride and wasn't supposed to live and walk and all that, I'm not going to rehash that. But there was one class at the First Baptist Church, and they took me on as a pet prayer project. And I think they were fifth or sixth graders, I don't know. And they sent me a poster. I've got it. And they all signed it, these little boys and girls, mostly girls, but mostly little girls, and they signed it. And a couple of those little girls, they belonged to Tara Lee. And I met them when I got out of the hospital. The first thing I wanted to do when I got out of the hospital, I said, I want to go see those kids. Because they prayed for me. I wanted to go see those little girls. And I did. And yesterday I met a little girl named Ella. And Ella said, she stuck out her hand. She's 4 years old. 4 years old. She stuck out her hand. She said, hi, I'm Ella. And I said, hi, I'm Smokey. And she said, well, it's very nice to meet you. And I said, well, it's very nice to meet you. And Tara Lee said, she's the little girl of the little girl that prayed for you. And so I took her to meet Melissa. She went through her little, I'm very nice. She wanted a cookie. Who wouldn't? He had homemade cookies, molasses cookies. I had two. The Lord said it's enough. Wasn't for molasses cookies, but that's another deal, another sermon. But she wanted one, and her grandmother said, no, this is how you learn to serve. You give to others first. And she said, okay. 4 years old. Not, I want a cookie. So I said, well, I believe I'll have one more, and I might have split it with her. And when I left her, I went back and shook hands with her again. And she 4 years old, and she stuck her hand up and shook my hand. And she said, it was very nice to have met you. And she said, I'll miss you. Her grandma told me that the night before, we're preaching on the Word, folks, and the Word was God, that she was reading from the Word of God to a four-year-old granddaughter, 4 years old, reading the Word of God, and said, she was telling her who Lucifer was, the devil. And a four-year-old girl grabbed their hands and said, God, please keep the devil out of this house and out of this town and away from us. A four-year-old girl. The Word of God is alive. And he can use a four-year-old girl. But not at our house. It just, I've got a nice Bible. Yeah, what does it say? Well, you know what it says. No, I don't. Could you tell me? I would you'd understand it. You see, it's the Word. It's God. Father, here you are. And you've blessed me this week with the miracle of Brother Luis that I met. Been serving the Lord all these years, evangelist. And like nothing better than speaking about you, the Word. meeting the little girl, Ella. Already 4 years old in the Word. And here you are. You're right here. I've got my hands on you. The Word was God. It's right here. Others died, burned, maimed, killed. They killed their babies. And all they wanted was the Word. And we've got it and we don't use it. God, we're spiritually dirty. Lord, you said that you'd sanctify us by the washing of water. And how? By the Word. I thank you for that, Father. Even though upon this dirty earth, in the midst of what we're in the midst of, have got this cleanser, the Word. Not the television, not the radio, not the banner of friends or, God help us, family, but the Word. Father, I thank you for the Word. Because in the beginning was the Word. And right now, the Word. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.